This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. I haven't really talked about this on air. I usually don't like to diagnose myself, although we did, yes, we did diagnose IBS on air. That was really, really informative for everybody and enlightening. Thank you, guys. I really do appreciate my listeners when they help me diagnose myself. But I got to figure out if there's like a phobia for Thanksgiving or something. I do not handle this week well. I've never handled Thanksgiving week well. I don't understand why Thanksgiving week, to me, is very stressful. And I'm not the only one. Because in my practice, when I used to, when I used to be open, okay? When I used to be open, I mean, I have kind of a practice now. But I can't manage people's anxiety and stress and Viagra like I did in my other practice. But with my practice I had for years, Thanksgiving week would probably be the highest week. Highest number of people asking for Xanax and benzodiazepines and things for anxiety. And I'm like, well, what's the big deal? So what's the in-laws? You know, but I think it's more. I think it's more than that because I got good in-laws. I got great in-laws. We're going to see them for a few days, and I'm looking forward to that. But there's something about Thanksgiving week that I think nobody does really talk about that we're going to talk about now. Okay, and you guys have to be honest. So some of you are like, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We're going to be off for a few days. There we go. That's my big problem. I don't like being off work for a bunch of days. I don't know if it's because it takes me out of my routine. I don't know if it's because there's going to be so much catch-up. I don't know if it's because you have to, like, in the next couple days, panic and get all this stuff ready to go because you're not going to be there the next few days. I don't know what it is, but, you know, having a four-day weekend is supposed to be one of the most amazing things in the world. And, you know, for me, I think it does induce a little anxiety because you're like, I got to get all this stuff done. There's so much stuff I got to do. And then if you're going to travel, that even makes it worse. Apparently, is it AAA? One of the major car fixer-upper people, companies, has suggested that everybody get their car checked out because you're going to be traveling. I guess they're expecting 55 million people to travel this Thanksgiving, and there's supposed to be three storms, one in Southern California, where I'm going, another Denver, Sierra Nevada, I think, is going to be getting some snow. Actually, I think more back east. Midwest is supposed to have a pretty big storm. So AAA is saying, guys, check your cars. Well, my husband's car died yesterday. So we already have one car down. And this week is not going well. You know? And then, you know, luckily my in-laws are cool. But that is very, very stressful for people. I write an article on, you know, how to deal with the in-laws. It is not easy. You know, a lot of people, they, you know, don't want to spend their four-day weekend, you know, dealing with, you know, people that they don't get along with or are judging them or if there's going to be fights. You know? And so I'll post my article that I always wrote on how to deal with the in-laws. Again, does not have anything to do with my in-laws. My in-laws are cool. But it's very stressful because, you know, if you really want to spend Thanksgiving with some friends, if you want to drink, if you want to burp and fart on the couch, if you want to watch football, oh, football. Okay, that's another big thing for me. Okay, the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. But what if we're going someplace at Thanksgiving dinner cuts into the game? And I'm like, but I want to see the game. And everybody says, Dahlia, just tape the game. You can't, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You can't tape a game. It's not the same. You miss plays. You already hear about the plays. It's just not the same. And so Dallas is playing the Buffalo Bills. So I think we're okay. We got our butt kicked yesterday. But again, that's already causing some anxiety. I'm like, well, am I going to catch a game? So between the travel, between, you know, making sure, you know, you have all your work ready to go, making sure the car is ready, and then the kids. So this is interesting. So in my neck of the woods, the kids are off. Well, one of them isn't because he's in college, but the other kid is off school this week. Just off school this week. Okay, so you think, oh, that's great. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about him going to school. No, I got to worry about there's no food now. Okay, I have leftovers. It's gone. Okay, there's like now no food. So now I don't have food. So I got a kid who's now all week long going to be at the house grumpy until we go for Thanksgiving. A lot of people are like that. They're like, hey, the teachers get breaks, which is good. The teachers need breaks, but I need my kid in school. Okay? Go back to school. I didn't have off until Thursday. We had off Thursday and Friday. Okay? We would be in school till Friday. I got home by Friday, 3:34. Had to, you know, help my mom cook turkey, which, okay, and here we go again. Now, turkey. Turkey's not my favorite meat. I like dark meat. I didn't discover dark meat until my 30s. But every time we went for turkey, I would be served white meat. And white meat is very dry and bland. And I don't like white meat turkey. So everybody's all excited about Thanksgiving meal, and I'm like, I don't eat white meat turkey. I don't eat green beans. I can't eat the little fried onions on top of that. And I'm supposed to be watching my weight. Another anxiety-producing thing. When we, you know, are all either on keto or fasting diet, or we're trying to, you know, keep our weight down, and Lord knows I can lose a couple pounds. Now all of a sudden I'm panicked because I'm like, well, what do I do? Because whatever work I do this week with my diet, I'm going to ruin it on Thanksgiving. So I like that we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be a time for family. It's supposed to be a very happy time. It celebrates the fall. And I love the holidays, mind you. But the reason why I'm bringing this out is if any of you guys are a little anxious, you know, a little nervous, you're not the only one. I mean, I spent all weekend long seeing patients who were freaking out that their doctor was closed and they were going to be gone for a week. And what do they do without their medicines? I mean, it is really an anxiety-producing holiday, and I don't know how to change that. Do we, you know, do a rolling holiday where certain people celebrate Thanksgiving whenever they want? See, for me, I brought that up to my family. I go, why don't we do our turkey on Tuesday? Why don't we just have the family come on Tuesday? This way Thursday, we don't have to. My husband's like, watch football. Yeah, I can watch football. Anyway, all right. I'm still working till Thursday. Don't go away, but right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you aren't seeing as much enthusiasm for Medicare for All. But some people are really, really contemplating maybe we just need a quote-unquote public option. And some of you are like, well, what's the difference? So New York Times has an article here saying public option draws voters unsure about Medicare for All. That's exactly how you do something, by the way. If you want to get something done, let's say you, like Obama wanted a public option. People said no. Then you give them something so far worse that they'll turn around and beg for that public option. You know, I do that technique with the kids and my husband all the time. I'm like, guys, can you clean up the backyard? No, 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 no. Okay, then you know what? Then you know, don't worry about it. I'll do the backyard. You guys do the toilets. Everybody grab a brush. Let's go. Let's do the toilets. Oh, you know what? No, it's okay. I can do the backyard. See? That's how it works. You overshoot. You scare the heck out of everybody. So they turn around and beg for what you originally wanted. That's how it works. So according to the New York Times, they say one after another, voters at a recent campaign event for former Vice President Joe Biden expressed utter comfort with the centerpiece of his health care reform, which was kind of a shock because he supports Obamacare, and he supports tweaking it, the Affordable Care Act, and he has to. Even if Biden doesn't like it, he has to. You know how many Democrats I've talked to about the Affordable Care Act, and they go, we know, but we have to do something. And it was better than nothing. So a lot of Democrats agree that the ACA sucks, but they're in support of it because they feel it was something they had to do, and they had to do something about the pre-existing conditions. And while everybody seems to be applauding themselves for, you know, preventing insurance companies from excluding you based on your pre-existing condition, the average person with a pre-existing condition never saw a doctor still because their deductible was too high. So did we really give those people health care? So that's, again, debatable, not what we're going to debate today. But Joe Biden, he has to double down on the Affordable Care Act. He has to. If not, that could crumble his fan base. So, his proposal would allow people of all incomes who are not old enough for Medicare to choose health coverage through a new government-run plan that would compete with private insurance, known as, quote, public option. Now, a decade ago, people did not like that public option. Even Senate Democrats. They dropped the idea from their bill. Even though the public option was really favored by liberals, Nancy Pelosi, a lot of Democrats did not like the idea of public option. Some people are like, why? Isn't that a big Democratic push? Well, you have government compete with private insurance, you start to turn socialized. Private companies can never compete with the government successfully unless the demand, you know, is there to back it. But if the government can out, you know, say, look, you could buy this. Yeah, it's not a good plan, but at least it's cheaper than Blue Cross Blue Shield or United or Aetna. And people buy it, then you don't have enough demand to keep the other private insurance alive. That dies, and here you are with everybody now at the mercy of the government when it comes to health insurance. So some Democrats probably saw that and were like, I don't know if I'm for that, especially the moderate ones. So now we have Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, wanting Medicare for all. That kind of helps appease the liberals. It's kind of a public option, but it's under the, it doesn't look like, it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing. It doesn't look like they're necessarily putting something out there to compete with private insurance, as Biden's camp says. Biden's camp just says out there. Yeah, it's going to be another option that could compete with private insurance. Maybe private insurance rates will drop. I don't know. I'm still not a fan of insurance companies because that's a whole mess. But the Medicare for all is, look, we're not doing anything wrong. We have Medicare. We'll just let anybody get it and opt in. Well, but that's going to cost bucks. It's going to cost bucks. They say not only are most of the other Democratic presidential candidates proposing some version of it, Ms. Warren, facing trepidation over her $20 million single-player plan, says she would start her presidency by pushing for a public option and would wait until her third year in office to seek Medicare for all. Now, this is the first time I heard of this, where she is going to maybe postpone the Medicare for all until deeper into her presidency and push for a public option. Now, this to me means she's thinking that she's going to get some backlash because of the cost. And she wants to say, whatever she has to do to get in, let me get in, and then we'll make this happen. I mean, it's kind of what happened with Obama. Let me get in, I'll fix health care. Well, thank you, Obama. So during the Democratic debates, candidates debate on Wednesday, Biden and Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, warned again that Medicare for All would mean taking away the choice of private insurance. Ms. Warren said her intent was to create a public option first to get as much help to the American people as fast as we can. Now, they say two-thirds of voters, according to the New York Times, like the idea of a public option or Medicare buy-in, according to several recent polls. Now, some, I think, candidates are pushing Medicare for All without cost. But the Medicare buy-in, you could buy Medicare. That's kind of appeasing to people, even some Republicans. Why? Well, because they can't use their insurance. Their deductible's too high. And they are sick of spending $1,000 a month for their family for a $12,000 deductible. Again, that's kind of what you do. You make a system so bad that people end up begging for what you originally wanted to begin with. They say, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, they've asked voters about the plan four times since July. They found that 65% of the public favors the idea, compared with 53% who support Medicare for All. They say large majorities of Democrats and independents favor the public option. In Kaiser's November poll, 41% of Republicans did as well. So, according to Dr. Alexandra Arganinsky, 56-year-old and internist, she said, I think our goal should be to try to get everybody in America to have health insurance, and I think the easiest and fastest way is what Vice President Biden is proposing, to have the public option. They say polls suggest that some voters are unnerved by the price tags of Warren and Sanders, Medicare for All plans. Support for such an approach has narrowed in recent months. Now, how much is the public option going to cost? Okay. Warren and Sanders have the Medicare for All, and that they've been kind of upfront. Okay, how it's going to cost? Do we have a price tag on what public option would cost? If you're providing a public option, then what is that? Is that going to cover an ultrasound as well as the mammogram? Because a lot of women's breasts are dense, so the mammogram doesn't cover it. Is that going to cover PSAs for men, or is it going to basically follow the guidelines saying, nope, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't screen for this. Your physical is basically let your doctor check your heart and lungs, look at your ears, and that's it. No EKG. I mean, what is the public option going to cover? I mean, before you guys vote, get the facts. But that's not going to happen. These plans are not going to be elicited or illustrated for us because they aren't designed yet. If a public option is only going to cover a half-ass physical and two visits a year, we better know that. If it's going to cover unlimited visits, public option, price a couple hundred dollars a month, heck, I'll buy it. I'd just like to know who's going to pay for that. New Kaiser Family Foundation poll of voters in four battleground states, your Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, found that 62% of those who are undecided or are still persuadable believe that a national Medicare for All plan would eliminate private health insurance, and that would be a bad idea. So, the public option is now being proposed by Biden and Buttigieg. They say it would require less federal spending than Warren's $20.5 trillion proposal. Biden thinks his plan is going to cost $750 billion over 10 years. Oh, that's less, but still a lot of money. Buttigieg says it'll cost $1.5 trillion. The Medicare for all who want it. So, they think it's going to offer, they would give subsidies, again, the subsidies, where allow the insurance to charge whatever, then you pay them, government will pay the insurance what they want. But they say the deductibles will hopefully be under $1,000. I'd like to see that first before I even think about voting. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This
is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Capitol Christmas tree arrived in Washington, D.C. to mark the beginning of the holiday season. Architect of the Capitol, Thomas Carroll, says the tree will honor the state from which it came.
Our Capitol Grounds and Arboretum team will spend the next several days decorating the tree with thousands of LED lights and hanging thousands of ornaments, handcrafted from recycled material by the children and other New Mexico communities.
The 60-foot blue spruce tree weighs nearly 5 tons and is exactly 68 years old. The CDC is advising people who plan on traveling for the holidays to get their flu shots at least 2 weeks before hitting the road. Health officials warn that it takes at least 2 weeks for the vaccine immunity to develop after the vaccination. The CDC also says it's a good idea to check the current flu activity in the area where you're traveling to. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. The one thing I've never sat through the whole thing of or ever gone to is a Macy's Day Parade. Everybody says it's awesome. I just haven't been very, very active when it comes to Macy's Day Parade. And, you know, now that I'm older, I think I could appreciate it. I think when I was younger, again, I hated Thanksgiving so much because I really didn't like turkey that I didn't really put on the TV and I think I just watched cartoons. I don't know what I did. And again, I was mad as a kid that there was no school. I loved school. I hated that there was no school on Thanksgiving. I'm just that kind of a kid. I don't know. I really don't know. Not sure what would diagnose me with. But they say this year, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade might not be able to fly its iconic balloons this year due to strong winds. Officials in New York City may have to ground the big balloons. They cannot be flown when sustained winds exceed 23 miles per hour and gusts exceed 34 miles per hour. The 1997 iconic Cat in the Hat balloon in 1997 injured four people after it was overtaken by strong winds. The following year, city officials had to institute new regulations for grounding giant balloons. Yes, it does not suck. It takes somebody getting hurt, and then you have these laws and new rules, and then you're like, well, now what? So the National Weather Service is currently forecasting sustained winds of 22 miles per hour and gusts of 39 during the parade. The sustained winds do not exceed the regulations, but the gusts do, right? 23 miles per hour and gusts of 34, so they're going to have 22 miles an hour, but gusts of 39. So officials will have to monitor wind conditions and decide whether to allow the balloons to be flown. And they're going to make that call on Thursday because wind conditions could change. They say the last time the parade's balloons were grounded due to inclement weather was 1971. Now, the good news is they say that it's going to be much warmer than last year's parade. It is supposed to be 19 degrees Fahrenheit that morning, which will make it the second coldest Thanksgiving. But by the time the parade's going on, it'll be about 45 degrees. All right. Well, that just sounds very, I don't know. I don't think I could be standing out there in the cold. I guess here's my thing. I get how they're really, really pretty and they're really, really exciting and all that. It's kind of slow. Parades are just too slow for me. All right. Thanksgiving travel weather forecast. Here we go. Here's the latest. Two major storms that they're tracking across the nation going to bring miserable rain, snow, and wind. According to Bob Orovec, we've got a very active pattern this week with the potential for some travel disruptions. The first storm is going to dump heavy snow about 6 to 12 inches across portions of western and central U.S. on Tuesday and into Wednesday. Now, I find this a big problem as a doctor. I am licensed in Colorado. I'm licensed in Iowa. I'm licensed in Wisconsin. I'm telling people to get to the doctor this week before everybody leaves for the holiday and catch up on your asthma meds or your heart meds or whatever. If you got this kind of snow, you're not going anywhere. They say wind-driven snow will spread from Colorado to Michigan from Tuesday to Tuesday night. According to AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Walker, dangerous traffic conditions will exist in these areas because of low visibility and slick roads. Not good. They say Denver could see over a foot of snow on Tuesday, potentially wreaking havoc for road and air travelers. They say blizzard conditions will be possible from far northeastern Colorado through central Nebraska. And now, they're also going to have rain and thunderstorm from the Great Lakes to the Gulf Coast on Tuesday. That is all the way down. So roadways could be soaked from Ohio to Louisiana. Slippery, snow-covered. They say drivers could still expect disruptions in these states. After the storm moves through east late Wednesday, there's going to be winds, and that's going to be a big problem in the Midwest and Northeast into Thanksgiving Day. And then another strong storm on the West Coast. Hurricane-force wind gusts will batter coasts of Oregon and Northern California. I'm not sure if they're going to do more power outages in Northern California because of the fire risk. But usually when there's big storms and dry conditions and, you know, people lighten their chimneys and stuff, there's fire risk. The storm threatens to bring a lot of rain to California, including San Francisco and Sacramento. And air and road delays travel possible delays San Francisco and Los Angeles. Dangerous driving conditions could develop as snow falls in the Sierra Nevada into the Rockies. So, storm is also going to bring snow to portions of Nevada, Utah, Idaho, and Arizona on Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day. So, here's my problem. I opened the show with where I think Thanksgiving week is kind of anxiety-producing. I think where my issue is everybody's going to be roughly, not everybody, but you have millions of people doing something predictably. I just get nervous. Whether it's a terrorist attack, whether it's we're going to all be on the road during a bad weather system. But I don't like the idea that, you know, everybody's packing up their cars and everybody's going to be on the highway. Except, of course, where you're going to. You know, some people are like, only 55 million, but there's 350 million people. Well, a lot of people are hosting. You know, a lot of people are maybe Friendsgiving. I love Friendsgiving. We just go to a friend's, you know, and have Thanksgiving there. But the ideal of travel, honestly, if I were you guys, I would seriously pick a different day on a different week to do your Thanksgiving. I really would. And I get it. This is when you're off work and all that. But honestly, for those of you guys that have to work in places that are open Black Friday or open, you know, and you don't have office jobs, I would seriously ask if you could be on and you could work during Thanksgiving weekend for them to give you off the next, you know, the next week. I mean, why not? I don't really see how that's a bad thing to do. I don't know. So, Black Friday, I'm not exactly sure what the big topic is going to be, whether places of work are going to be ridiculed for being open or not. There are supposed to be a lot of freebies, and I'll keep you guys posted. A lot of televisions, a lot of electronics. They say for Thanksgiving and Black Friday, some stores are pushing special coupons that obviously you savvy shoppers out there can turn into free items. And early bird gets the worm. Especially if there's, stores that are going to be, you know, open at a discreet time. They say there's also going to be free coffee and cookies. Walmart is going to start giving out coffee and cookies at 4 p.m. on Thursday, 2 hours before Black Friday sale begins in stores at 6 p.m. Now, whoa. We've been hearing that a lot of stores are pushing to be closed on Thanksgiving. Walmart's stepping it up by, all right, no, we're still open. 6 p.m. Thanksgiving, after you guys eat, you can start Black Friday shopping on Thursday. But if you want free cookies and coffee, we'll start that a couple hours earlier. Boom. They just got people coming out earlier. Well, my guess is they're going to hand things out to people in line. So we got doorbusters. Let me see what we have, if anybody's suggesting, already giving a scoop. Let me see. I don't think we have that yet. We do know that a lot of places are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. Grocery stores are going to be open, like Kroger, Save-A-Lot, Sprouts, Farmer Market, Wegmans, Whole Foods. Many stores are going to be open. Thanksgiving hours for your pharmacies, a lot of them are still going to be open, but some might close and then reopen on Friday. But Friday, luckily, you know, don't panic. You can still get in. We got Walmart. Most stores are going to be open all day Thanksgiving. All day. Walgreens, open hours. Target. Target is going to close from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m., but then reopen at 7 a.m. Sears. Sears, who I think is closing to my neck of the woods, is, I believe, going to be closed from 6 p.m. to midnight, but reopen 5 a.m. They need it. These stores need it. They do. Apple is going to be open at 8 a.m. They don't really have to even be open because everybody's buying Apple anyway. Barnes & Noble may vary. Again, some of you guys are really into books. It's a great gift, a book. We're going to talk about how to do inexpensive gifts later this week. But, Thanksgiving is supposed to be about Thanksgiving, so it's not supposed to be about the shopping. But apparently, stores, they need your money. This is the day to shop. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about Apple. Apple has a lot of products that people are just fanatic about. Apple Watch is a great gift. I got one for my husband because I loved mine. He got one for me for Christmas, so I got one for his birthday, and I love it. I am a believer. And these Apple Watches, if you don't have one, they basically count your steps. They allow text to come through. So, you know, a lot of us don't want to walk around with our phone near us. And, you know, we're worried about the radiation, even though it's on our wrist. So I don't really see that. But a lot of us don't like to walk around with our phones. They're too big. They're in our pocket, whatever. So as long as you have your phone nearby, your watch will receive. You can even answer calls on your watch. It doesn't work that well for me. I don't know. No, I have trouble talking through my watch. But you're able to listen to music through your watch. You're able to do a whole bunch of stuff through your watch. It is a fantastic little tool. But one feature is its heart rate feature. And it'll notify you if your heart rate is abnormal. Now, I was very skeptical because, okay, I'm a doctor. And I love the EKG. The EKG requires multiple probes to be on your chest. They don't hurt. That will listen to the heart, or not listen, but pick up the electricity and then create a image or a descriptive written example of that rhythm that it's picking up from the electrical probes. The probes picking up the electricity of the heart. And they're able to put that on paper for you to look at. And I'm like, this watch is on my wrist. It's not on my heart. So all it could really, really do is listen to the heartbeat or pick up your heartbeat. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Well, artificial intelligence is getting better and better and better. And so, apparently, the Apple Watch knows that you have variations in your heart. But it will tell you if there's something out of the ordinary. But also, Apple has to be very, very careful that it doesn't ding you all the time. When I first put on my Apple Watch, it just dinged me all the time. Your heart rate's out, your heart rate's out. And I check my heart rate, like, my heart rate's fine. This thing stinks. But after a couple software updates, I notice it doesn't bug me anymore. And I notice that it notices my variation. So if I'm exercising, it's not going to ding me. If I'm watching a Viggo Mortensen movie, and I'll go, oh my gosh, he's so handsome. Or Garoppolo, wow. All right, I think he is the cutest quarterback ever. I'm starting to like him more than Tom Brady. Not like him in terms of football. I think Tom Brady's GOAT. But I think Garoppolo is one of the most gorgeous quarterbacks I've ever seen. Sorry. It doesn't bug me. So Apple has kind of had a big set of shoes to fill by suggesting that they have an Apple Watch that can watch your heart. And these little stories coming out saying that the Apple Watch saved somebody's life. Like this story. Here at Fox News, Apple Watch catches grandmother's heart condition, possibly saving her life. So you may say this is great, great publicity for Apple. It is. It's great publicity, but that means they got bigger shoes to fill. And that also means that they could be in a hell of a lot of trouble if people say, well, no, I didn't go to the doctor because my watch didn't say I had an issue. So this is tricky. So Mary Bork took herself to the hospital in the middle of the night because she was awakened by her Apple Watch. The device had reportedly detected an irregular heartbeat and issued an alert. Now, some of you are listening to this going, whoa, 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 I don't sleep with my Apple Watch. I don't either, because I have to charge it. Now, Apple Watches charge super fast. I think they charge like 15 minutes. They charge super fast. So, but I don't sleep with my Apple Watch. I probably should. Yeah, that you know, it can pick up a lot of things. But this Apple Watch woke her up. She's 74 years old from Queens, and she's crediting the device with saving her from a potential stroke or heart attack. She recently received the smartwatch as a gift from her grandchildren and daughter. Without the notification, I would have woken up the next morning and been in a really serious situation. She told the Post that my grandson is very proud that it was his idea, especially because I've gone to the hospital and came out alive. So what happened? I don't know. My guess is she had an abnormal heartbeat. It's not saying if it was atrial fibrillation, SVT, it's not saying that. So the device includes a function that monitors your pulse, which in the case was able to catch a potential problem before it became severe. Obviously, catching an abnormal rhythm is, you know, life-saving. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum said the scariest thing is when people don't know what's going on and they live with it, and then all of a sudden they have a stroke. So for a lot of people, the watch is a wonderful screening tool. Of course, not every message from the smartwatch is a sign of an impending disaster. She shared a story where a patient came into the hospital and the watch said they had normal sinus rhythm. But that was just a medical term. We had a moment of, Apple needs to explain this one better. So that was what Fox News said. So my guess is her rhythm was a little off. She ends up going to the hospital, and they find out that she probably had atrial fibrillation, and atrial fibrillation could put you at risk for stroke. We talked about atrial fibrillation, where the electrical impulse that gets shot out starts to go ba-doop, boop, boop, ba-doop, boop, 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 as opposed to ba-boom, ba-boom, a nice, normal, steady pump where you can pump your blood. Instead, it's boop, boop, doop, boop, 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 that kind of thing. So the blood slushes back and forth. When blood slushes back and forth, because the heart's not able to pump and have that rhythmic, consistent push and contraction, blood slushes around, starts to coagulate, clot. Then when the heart does get a pump out, it pumps out this sloshy blood. Could cause a stroke instantaneously. So does that mean everybody needs to run out and get an Apple Watch? Here's the thing. I love education. And I love people being proactive. And the more equipment you guys could have at home, I'm a fan of. There's a lot of doctors out there saying, no, it's going to give people a false sense of security. I'm actually a fan. And I have no problem with you guys having monitors at home. Because I think the average person's fairly intelligent. And I think, you know, they realize that if, you know, their test comes out normal, they still need to go in for their physical. The problem is you have a lot of people that will use the technology at their house to say, oh, I'm good. This is what we talked about with telemedicine. I think telemedicine is fantastic. I'm a huge fan. I, you know, commend anybody, you know, that uses it rather than puts off going to the doctor because they can't reach the doctor. So it's a great service. However, there are people that get very, very frustrated that we're not doing a lot of medical things over the phone. We can't. We don't know you. We haven't examined you. And some people get very, very grumpy. Like, well, I want my steroids, or I want my Coumadin, or I want my... I go, you still need to see a doctor. And so my worry is it's not intelligence, it's laziness may take over. So somebody may say, you know what, I know I need my heart check, but my Apple Watch hasn't told me anything, so I'm good. And the other thing, too, is people are looking for a reason to not go. So if somebody buys an Apple Watch, it says it hasn't, you know, dung, and I'm really good, that's a problem. Now, we don't see those stories. We don't hear any of those stories where how many people got a heart attack and delayed because they have an Apple Watch and they thought they were good. We don't really hear of those stories. I think we should, but I don't think anyone's going to admit it. You know, they'd be embarrassed to say that. So, it's tricky. Apple Watch, I think it's a few hundred dollars. And the heart feature is really, really nice. Do I trust it 100%? No, I don't. I'd rather you have an EKG. I'd rather you see your doctor. But the thing is what Apple Watch allows is if you're only going to the doctor a couple times a year, this kind of allows somebody keeping an eye on you all the time, 24/7. I think it's pretty cool. So overall, I'm a fan. But again, with a grain of salt. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Rebel.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.